glorious viewers, welcome to this week's episode of Cinema Scene. As the famous saying goes, a dog is a man's best friend. Those who have ever had a blessed chance to be with a dog companion will attest that it is true indeed. Dogs are loving, caring, and most of all, loyal. As Supreme Master Ching Hai wrote in her number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life, dogs are a very noble race of beings. In today's show, we'll be introducing three great films starring our irreplaceable canine companions.
Won't be alone.
The first movie we are reviewing today is Disney's computer animated Bolt. This delightful film, directed by Byron Howard and Chris Williams, both of the USA, is about a superdog named Bolt.
He can protect you now.
He loves his caregiver, a young girl named Penny, and will do anything to protect his person. Run at incredible zooming speeds, charge through walls and glass, and use his laser-beamed eyes and the super bark.
Good job, buddy. Mission accomplished. That's a keeper. It's all right, tough guy. You got them all.
Bolt basically believes that he has super canine powers.
Don't worry, Bolt.
In reality, he is the star of a popular Hollywood television series named after him. In order to make the show as realistic as possible, the set has been arranged to make Bolt think that all the adventures are actually occurring. Cameras and stage props are hidden from him, and he is kept in a secluded trailer, never leaving the set. Each episode usually has a happy ending, in which Bolt and Penny save the day. In pursuit of a wider range of audience, the producers decide to change things and conclude an episode with Penny being apprehended by the green-eyed man.
World domination is within my grasp!
To ensure that Bolt does not find out the incident was staged, he is helplessly caged and returned to his trailer. In addition, Penny is forbidden to comfort him.
Hey, hold on.
Listen to him. He needs to know I'm okay.
Nope. You're not okay. You've been kidnapped by the fiendish Dr. Calico.
In order to rescue Penny, Bolt escapes from the set.
Oh, come back!
I'm too late.
In a turn of events, he ends up in a box filled with styrofoam and is shipped across the country from Hollywood to New York City. Now in the real world, Bolt still believes he has top secret superpowers. In search of Penny, he meets a black alley cat named Mittens and a hamster named Rhino. Mittens was at first mistaken for a secret agent of the bad guys who seized Penny. From observing Rhino and Bolt, Mitten eventually figures out that Bolt is a television star whose views of life are all illusionary. When Bolt's reliance on his imaginary superpowers get out of hand, leading everyone to jump from a tall bridge onto a high-speed train, Mittens finally reveals the truth to Bolt. As Bolt slowly comes to understand that he is an ordinary dog, how will he react? With the help of Mittens and Rhino, Bolt finds the answers to his own questions and begins to adopt a new way of looking at life and an understanding of the true source of his superpowers. This film is voiced by acclaimed artist Miley Cyrus as Penny and John Travolta as Bolt. Through its lively animations, we are given a glimpse of life from our intelligent animal friend's point of view.
Get the cat out.
Why?
Just do it.
Whoa! This is awesome!
And stick your tongue out.
This is totally awesome! Why did you try it?
No thanks. It's really a dog thing.
Our second film today, Hotel for Dogs, is directed by Thor Friedenthal of Germany. It is the touching tale of Andy, played by Emma Roberts, a 16-year-old girl, and her younger brother Bruce, played by Jake T. Austin. They both love dogs very much. The movie begins with their encounter with a lovely canine, Friday, whose appearance evokes their deep affection. From there on, they start their journey to protect and raise him.
Oh, we miss you too, buddy.
Since Andy and Bruce's foster parents don't allow any pets at home, caring for Friday poses itself as a daily challenge.
Okay, I don't need your attitude about setting the table, okay? Don't be lazy.
One day, Friday is caught by the animal control, and Andy and Bruce must make a trip to the pound to rescue him. On their way back home, Friday leads Andy and Bruce to an abandoned hotel very close to where they live. Upon entering the seemingly empty building, they find two sociable dogs there. Immediately, Bruce and Andy notice that the spacious lodge is a perfect shelter for Friday and his partners. But where can Andy and Bruce get food for them? Having been to many foster families, their lives are not stable. Andy and Bruce try to save money, but it is still not enough. One early morning, after being awakened by loud barking, the siblings become worried about neighbors filing complaints regarding the homeless dogs. Seeing there is no other way, Andy goes to the pet shop and manages to enlist the help of Dave, played by Johnny Simmons, and Heather, played by Carla Pratt, in order to obtain food. However, Andy's behavior eventually piques their curiosity. Heather follows Andy after she leaves the store and discovers Andy and Bruce's secret. Touched by their sincerity, Heather, Dave, and another boy named Mark, played by Troy Gentile, join this compassionate team. Bruce, a mechanical genius, invents several new gadgets to accommodate the dogs' basic necessities, such as eating and playing. The unwanted building is rapidly transformed into a beautiful home for dogs, as well as their guardians. But things do not continue as smoothly as they wish. Bruce's inventions malfunction, and in the ensuing chaos, the undercover hotel is discovered. the police take all the dogs away and apprehend Andy and Bruce, who are ordered to be separated to different foster homes as their canine companions await their own fate. The youngsters' loving hearts and dedication to their canine friends gives them courage in the face of adversity. As Bruce said, "We had to protect the dogs. We did exactly what we were supposed to do. If we had to do it over again, I'd do the exact same thing." Although the young heroes may seem inexperienced and powerless at first, the determination and noble ideals inspired by their animal companions prove that they can make a difference. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. When we come back, we will feature today's final film about cherished canines, Humans' Good Friends. It's a beautiful world I see. Everything's differently. It's a beautiful world I see. These moments are changing me. Joyous viewers, welcome back to Cinema Scene on Supreme Master Television. The final film is the fun-filled comedy of 2008, Marley and Me, a wonderful movie adaptation of a novel written by John Grogan. It is directed by David Frankel of the USA. This film presents renowned actors Owen Wilson and Jennifer Aniston, with a special collaboration of Marley, a role which is played by 22 different Labrador Retrievers throughout the production. John and Jenny Grogan are a happily married couple living in Florida, USA. They decide to adopt a dog before starting a real family with kids. Once they arrive at the animal shelter and are introduced to a group of beautiful puppies, a natural connection develops between Jenny and the clearance puppy named Marley. However, what they both don't know is that Marley will prove to be a handful. He eats everything in sight, including at times furniture. He is not the most obedient dog, which causes him to be expelled from training class. In fact, his antics are the source of many humorous stories written by John, a columnist at the local newspaper, which enthrall his readers. As time goes on, Marley witnesses many new situations in the family, such as the arrival of his human companion's first son, Patrick, and then second son, Connor. Jenny resigns from her job to be able to take care of her children full-time. During this period, John struggles with his inability to come to terms with his success as a columnist. He is faced with two choices: accepting a better job in another state or remaining in Florida with his family. After the birth of the third child, Jenny finds Marley's mischief very challenging. However, both John and Jenny love Marley dearly and agree to make compromises in order to accommodate him. This movie showcases a tender relationship between humans and animals. Behind all its humor, it gently shines the spotlight on our co-inhabitants to show us deeper aspects of life. One gradually sees how Marley's unconditional love helps keep the family grounded during times of difficulty. Indeed, he is truly the best friend and family member anyone could ask for. Marley and Me will warm the hearts of viewers through tears and giggles in appreciation of our beloved dog friends. The films we have just featured, Bolt, Hotel for Dogs, and Marley and Me, will be enjoyed by people of all ages. The canine stars of these movies leave us with affection toward our animal companions. Indeed, they remind us that in this world, our loyal dog friends are jewels to be adored and treasured. Thank you for watching today's episode of Cinema Scene. Please stay with us on Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next, after noteworthy news, May the appreciation and love for our fellow co-inhabitants grace your lives with beauty and joy.
That one.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.